This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. A bill to reduce barriers to becoming a teacher in the state. It's on its way to the governor for his signature. CPR's Jenny Brindine has more.
Teacher candidates wanting to be early childhood or elementary education special educators would have to take 2 tests to become licensed instead of 5. That's more in line with the rest of the country. The bill would also allow candidates to demonstrate their qualifications in multiple ways, such as holding a degree in the content area or having a certain number of course credits. Finally, the bill would require state universities to offer certain courses to prospective educators at a community college tuition rate. Last school year, 14% of Colorado's teacher positions were unfilled during the school year. That's up from the previous year. Jenny Brindine, CPR News.
One of the oldest auto shows in the U.S. is taking place in Denver this weekend. President Trump's tariffs are sure to be a hot topic. Matt Graves, the head of the Colorado Auto Dealers Association, told us it's virtually impossible to find a car that isn't reliant on imports.
There's no such thing as a truly domestic or truly international car anymore. The supply chains are so globalized that there's going to be a mix.
The tariffs are widely expected to increase the cost of cars across the board for U.S. consumers. Colorado's unemployment rate crept up again in March from 4.8%, just 0.1% above the previous month. That is higher than the national rate of 4.2%. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. The time is 8:06.